This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Two busy Transbay BART lines remain shut down this hour because of an equipment problem. BART says system-wide delays are running about 10 minutes. KCBS's Mike DeWall joining us live from the Embarcadero BART station, where he's been talking with commuters all morning long. Mike?
That's right, Holly. Still in a bit of a holding pattern here. The situation very much the same as it's been through much of the morning. BART crews went out to this problem with the transfer switch near the West Oakland station, tried to fix it, had no luck with that, and really the situation has been the same since. There has been somewhat of a recovery in terms of delays. It went up as high as 20 minutes system-wide, that now down to about 10 minutes. We're now through the busiest part of the commute, so some of the trains coming through a little quieter than when we saw this morning. Still, it is a challenge for people trying to get where they need to go. Nellie commutes from Pleasant Hill. She says it's frustrating as BART is her only public transit, and Uber rides can be upwards of $100 when something goes wrong.
Well, if we can get here, then I have to take an Uber, and that's very expensive.
Now, for Daniel, it's less about the delays and more about not wanting to get stuck in the Transbay tube.
And my biggest fear is being stuck in there for 2 or 3 hours.
And while there may be fewer commuters today, there are many people traveling. Paul is trying to get to the airport to get home to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little challenging.
Again, we'll keep an eye on these delays once we get back into the afternoon commute, but for now, about 10-minute delays system-wide on BART. Reporting live at the Embarcadero BART station in San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Hey, Mike, last month, BART had two straight Mondays with commute issues. In September and May, it had system-wide shutdowns, and it closed the red line in August on the first day of the tap-and-ride system. So you start looking at this history, and are any of the riders saying, look, you know, what's happening here? It just seems to be happening all so often.
This is what we've been hearing from a lot of riders this morning. Just that it's hard to plan their day, their commute, their routine. Whether we've seen equipment problems, we've seen network problems. Of course, last week we saw vandalism. All of these things can back up the system, cause delays that stretch through the morning into the afternoon. So definitely getting that sense of a little bit added frustration that it just seems that these things seem to be happening more often than they used to. Definitely feeling that among riders.
Thanks very much. That's our Mike DeWald live at the Embarcadero BART station. After more than 70 years banned, Caltrans is considering allowing trucks on 580 through Oakland, and people are hollering about it. Hundreds tuned into a recent virtual meeting, which was part of an ongoing Caltrans study on whether to lift the truck ban. Instead of taking trucks off 880 and spreading them out over 580, people worried it would simply increase congestion on both freeways. While trucking companies say access to 580 would make moving goods faster out of the Port of Oakland, others worried about spreading noise and pollution further into the city. Others wonder if trucks will end up cutting through East Oakland streets to get from 880 to 580. Oakland City Council member Janani Ramachandra on her Instagram page.
Since 1951, there's been a large truck ban from the stretch of 580 from a little east of Lake Merritt all the way to San Leandro. Why did they do this? Well, noise and air pollution. A lot of the communities didn't want trucks impacting their quality of life near the highway, which on one hand sounds like a good thing. However, this is a classic form of what's considered environmental racism.
This is the first time Caltrans has studied possibly lifting the ban. Any action would require changes at the state level. Data collection continues until next summer, with a draft report expected next fall. Visas that allow the Silicon Valley to bring in skilled labor from all over the world have faced some challenges from the Trump administration, with a number of restrictions and a new $100,000 fee. Now, as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges tells us, Canada is trying to tap into that talent, announcing a new program of its own.
Canadian officials haven't released details of the program, but say they're looking to address labor shortages and strengthen their innovation ecosystem. The H-1B visas have prompted concern from those who say they take American jobs.
In terms of protection, it's not like your out-of-work uncle can step into this kind of a job. It's a very small pool of talent.
Russell Hancock is president and CEO of joint venture Silicon Valley.
People should understand that Silicon Valley is not an American phenomenon. It's certainly not a California phenomenon. It is a world phenomenon, and it was built by people coming from all of the major continents.
The H-1B visa is used heavily by local tech companies. This year alone, Meta used over 6,000, Apple more than 5,300. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
There was an earthquake this morning near the Lake County community of Cobb. According to the USGS, that quake struck about 7:08 this morning with a magnitude of 4.1. It was located about 3 miles southwest of the community of Cobb in a seismically active area known as the geysers. The quake hit at a shallow depth of 1.2 miles, and that can make shaking feel a lot stronger if you're closer to the epicenter. No damage or injuries immediately reported. Monterey County recovery crews plan to resume the search and recovery operation today for a man who was swept off the rocky coast near Big Sur this weekend. This comes a week after a father and daughter died after being swept off by big waves, also near Big Sur last weekend. Sheriff's officials say this weekend's incident happened Saturday afternoon at Soberanes Point. Three adults were swept off the rocks. Two were able to get back to shore, but a man in his 30s was not able to swim back safely, and that set off a big response by deputies, search and rescue crews, state parks officials, and the Coast Guard. At one point, a Coast Guard helicopter thought it spotted a body in the ocean, but lost sight of it among the crashing waves. The victim was last seen wearing a white turban, black shirt, black shorts, and a black vest-style jacket. Big waves are still expected on the shoreline until tonight, waves of about 13 to 18 feet likely. Meanwhile, sneaker waves and rip currents, they have been on the rise in the Bay Area. Here's KCBS's Jack Ferris.
A family's day trip to the beach can turn into a devastating headline with one rogue wave. National Weather Service meteorologist Carlisa Rogaczewski points to circumstances aligning to give us these terrible conditions.
To get these conditions, you're generally going to need some sort of long period swell, and we've been having that.
She goes on to define rip currents and sneaker waves.
Now, when you're thinking about rip currents, those are going to be pretty hard to see as well as sneaker waves. Rip currents are areas that might look a little bit safer out to water, and depending on if you venture into it, they could easily pull you out and take you pretty far out into the ocean.
While sneaker waves are what they sound like, a large wave climbing much higher onto the beach than its predecessors with little to no warning. In the end, particularly this time of year, it's best to respect the ocean from a distance.
Know that water is a powerful entity, and it can easily, you know, take you out, whether that's with waves or rip currents.
In San Francisco, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new organic grocery store has opened in the East Bay, bringing hundreds of jobs and a major commitment to fighting hunger. As KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us, the market is planning to send surplus food directly to local food banks.
The grand opening of the Bay Area's newest Sprouts drew its first customer at 5:30 in the morning.
And then actually by 6 a.m. we had the entire block wrapped around with probably about 500 customers that we were super eager to welcome into our beautiful store.
Store manager Bryce Gonzalez says there is growing demand for natural organic foods, which they specialize in.
I always kind of look at Sprouts as maybe like a little bit smaller of a Whole Foods. We carry very similar products.
Frequent shopper account activated.
If some of those products are approaching expiration dates, Gonzalez says they will donate them to the Alameda County Food Bank.
We want to make sure we're giving away the highest quality products, so these food banks, or if they are going to special kitchens, that they're able to process these and have really good healthy meals they can give to the community as well.
In San Leandro, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The most recent whale death on a beach in Oregon highlights the bigger problem of whale entanglements along the West Coast. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on what's being done to stop this from happening.
The whale was discovered washed up on the sand with Dungeness crab fishing gear wrapped around its body. This is an example of an ongoing problem all along the West Coast where the humpback whales migrate to Mexico and Hawaii during the winter months.
Not all the whales leave at once. They actually leave over about a 3 to 4 month period. And there's even an overlap. Some whales are returning by the time the last whales are leaving.
John Kalambodikas, a whale expert at Cascadia Research in Olympia, Washington, says gear used by the Dungeness crab fishery along the West Coast is a danger to the humpbacks, and delaying the start of the season and ending it early allows the whales to travel without danger.
We're actually doing small boat surveys to go out and see how many whales are still around and to what degree are they using areas that overlap with the fishery.
Additionally,
make any modifications to the gear that will reduce entanglements, be more successful rescuing and saving whales that get entangled.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.